Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Just like most of our nation, our state is experiencing historically low levels of unemployment. As a result, many employers are looking to previously ignored pools of labor, such as people with criminal records. There is a program in our state called Second Chance that helps former inmates obtain jobs, but many employers still want more assurances, which is why our next guest's national program was developed. Amy Hill is a federal bonding program manager at the South Carolina Department of Employment and Workforce in Columbia. Today she's in our studio. Amy, welcome.
Thank you, Mike. Thanks for having me.
First of all, let's talk about this environment right now that we're in, the tight labor market. Is the pool of ex-offenders a large pool for employers?
Yes, I believe it is. I believe it is a large pool that's been overlooked due to the risk that's associated with hiring an individual with a previous background.
Now, this national program that you are involved with at SCDEW, Tell us about that. How long has it been in existence and how it works here in our state?
The program has actually been in existence for over 50 years, and it is called the Federal Bonding Program. It's an incentive for employers to hire individuals that may face barriers to employment, such as judiciary involvement or ex-felonies, records of arrests, misdemeanors. They are provided with a no-cost fidelity insurance policy to help mitigate risk so that individuals can be given an opportunity. And now, since the unemployment rate is so low, these individuals can leverage this program to help them get a possible employment opportunity.
Would you say that most employers are not aware at all of this program?
There are some that are not aware. In large, if they've been involved with our SC Works Consortium, there would be some awareness of the program. It's not largely taken advantage of, which is unfortunate because it doesn't cost anything for the business to take advantage of it, and it certainly doesn't cost the job seeker either.
Does this work in conjunction with the Second Chance program?
It can be taken advantage of, certainly, by those individuals that are participating in the Second Chance program. It can be used as a leveraging tool for that job seeker to introduce that to the employer.
Is there an expiration date for this bond?
The bond is 6 months, and it'll cover the employer for 6 months. At that time, they have the option to renew it at their cost. They can contact the insurance company and get a market rate quote. We do have an employer specifically that contacts me quite frequently, and they do bond individuals as a condition of their employment. They have a lot of equipment that could possibly be stolen or taken off the property, and it would be a loss for them. But instead of passing up great talent, they just contact me and have those individuals bonded, and they're mitigating risk while they're keeping their workflow very productive.
Does your office track the hiring statistics that you can share with us?
Well, since 1966, which was the program conception, there has been less than 1% claim rate nationwide. So that's very successful.
And I see that there's another feature or another incentive that employers can look at that your office also is involved with.
Right. We also manage the Work Opportunity Tax Credit Program in South Carolina. It is another DOL program that is administered out of the Department of Employment and Workforce. It offers employers tax incentives that may help reduce their general tax liability when they hire individuals that face certain barriers to employment. And it does include a numerous amount of barriered target groups like disabled veterans, veterans that may have received SNAP, unemployed veterans, ex-felon, SSI recipients. So it goes on and on. And then the DSS products of SNAP and TANF recipients. I always recommend to a group of employers when I'm talking to them, screen every single new hire that walks through your door. They can reduce that general tax liability and keep that money here in the South Carolina economy, and better yet, in their pocket, in their business.
Now, you do get out into the communities and speak to employers about this?
I do. We do biweekly webinars. Also, the SC Works staff lets businesses know every time that they're out there talking to chambers, large groups of employers. The businesses that can take advantage of this would be everyone. Actually, the paperwork is filled out by the job seeker. The company just puts their identifying information on it.
Amy, thanks so much for stopping by our studio.
Thank you so much, Mike.
Amy Hill is a federal bonding program manager as well as a work opportunity tax credit manager at the South Carolina Department of Employment and Workforce in Columbia. We will have a link to her office posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.